Hello, everyone. This is Chris Manning from ForTheSword.com and the host of the Locked On Cavaliers podcast. It is 9:36 on January 30th, Tuesday night. I'm timestamping this because Kevin Love, if you're listening to this, you know by now, has suffered a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal in his left hand. He will not play on Tuesday night. Will be reevaluated Wednesday in Cleveland. That will be before we do a podcast. As of now, I don't know who the guests are going to be or how we're going to handle that emergency reaction pod and the recap of the Pistons game, but I did a Facebook Live at halftime of Cavs Pistons, so a kind of general reaction to the injury, what it means, how it could impact the trade deadline. We'll have a full detailed podcast up in the morning on the issue, but just here's the instant reaction to it. Again, 9:37 p.m. as I record this, and know that things could change when you listen to this. Talk to you soon.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Facebook? My name is Chris Manning. I am the site manager at FearTheSword.com. Here with we're going to do a normal halftime show, but here doing a breaking news Facebook Live. If you're watching the Cavs game or if you're following along on Twitter, you probably already know by now that Kevin Love has suffered an injured hand. In the first quarter, he appeared to get his hand caught in the jersey of Pistons forward Anthony Tolliver while they were jostling for position near the rim. He went to the locker room with Cavs trainer Steve Spiro to have his hand looked at. And a short while later, after some x-rays, the Cavs said that he suffered a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal in his left hand. He will not play tonight. He will be evaluated on Wednesday in Cleveland, so don't expect him to play tomorrow. Obviously, that's a broken hand, and it's not a shooting hand, but still a broken hand. And per ESPN's Brian Windhorst, someone who knows the Cavs and has sourcing in that team better than basically anybody out there, Love's going to miss six to eight weeks with this injury in all likelihood. That means at the earliest, you're seeing Kevin Love come back in the middle of March. He's definitely going to miss all of February, definitely going to be out for the All-Star game, and if they take the full 8 weeks to bring him back, if that's what it takes, that means Kevin Love will come back right up against the start of the playoffs. So this is obviously not ideal. This is the Cavs team that has had so much go wrong. This is just another thing this year that is bad for Kevin Love, bad for this Cavs team. He's been having a great year. He's certainly had adjustments since Isaiah came back, but he's been, I think, the second best Cav for most of the season and just been a double-double machine, and it's a huge loss for this Cavs team in so many ways. They've just gone on this two-game winning streak with that new starting lineup, the quote-unquote new starting lineup with him at power forward, and then this happens. This is actually the third time in his career Kevin Love has broken a hand as well. During the 2009 season, he broke the fourth metacarpal in the same left hand. He missed 18 games as a result. Then, during the 2012-13 season, he broke the third and fourth metacarpals in his right hand and only played 18 games that season. So this is something he's dealt with before. I can't tell you if that makes it easier for him to deal with it or harder or whatnot, or what that means for the integrity of his left hand, but this is something he's been through before. This is going to be the third time he's missed significant time because of a hand injury, dating back to the first year with the Wolves. Never has happened with the Cavs. Has had other injuries, but nothing like this. For the Cavs, I think in the interim, that they will have to I don't know exactly what their move's going to be. They will have some options to put different people in the starting lineup. It's far too early to say what they'll do. It was interesting in the game that they went to Jay Crowder when this happened. That was the guy they put in the starting lineup with the other starters, with Isaiah, with LeBron, with J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson. They put Jay Crowder in at power forward. That, to me, makes the most sense if you're looking at what this team is going to do in the interim in terms of the starting lineup. You're looking at a guy who has started who can play the four, and even if he hasn't had a great year this year, and allows you to keep bringing Channing Frye off of the bench. And I think if you're looking at what they're going to do, they Frye is really only big right now. Maybe this presses Ante Zizic into some minutes because he's been in the G League more than not. I believe he's actually still on assignment with the Canton Charge right now, but they may need him to play minutes now, and that's sort of the situation they're looking at. Without Kevin Love, who's playing over 30 minutes a night, or around 30 minutes tonight, at least up in the front court, playing the center and power forward for this Cavs team. And now without him, you have to fill those minutes. That means more guaranteed minutes for Channing Frye. And I think Zizic and Jay Crowder and Jeff Green will all probably get minutes as well. The other aspect of it, of this, is that they're probably going to make some sort of deal. And I think we are all expected them to make some sort of deal already. But I think if you're looking at what this, we're right up against the trade deadline, it's next Thursday. This would seem to put trading for a big man on the table. And now we don't know what to degree that will be. Maybe they just do something smaller, like trading for Kyle O'Quinn, right? Maybe it's just a peripheral stopgap big man that they use for a couple weeks. Maybe they go all in on DeAndre. Maybe they do something to get DeAndre Jordan out from the Clippers now that it seems more likely that he's going to be traded. He's not a Kevin Love replacement, really, because there's opposite players, even though they're both tall, but maybe they do that to get some front court depth. It's trickier if you're not including Channing's contract, because he's one of the ways you can match, and if you're trading for DeAndre, you know, you do have to match that salary, and what you can't really trade Tristan now. I would say you can't really trade Channing now. I think it's hard to, at least. So what are you doing, Amon Shumpert? Some of the other contracts you have, that's how are you making this money work? I think that gets more complicated now, to some degree, for some of the bigger name players. And then I think the other thing they may look at, you know, will they go, Marc Gasol is like a dream target for a lot of people out there. Will they go all in on calling the Grizzlies on Marc Gasol? Will they, you know, say, okay, well, we want him, we'll trade the Nets pick for him, and we'll go with Tristan for him. I think if you're looking at just what the team has to do, I think they do need front court depth. And I think, you know, Zizic could be a good NBA player in time. He's not there yet. And I think you have to be very concerned, you know, if Ante Zizic is going to be playing minutes for you. I don't think that's something you should feel comfortable with if you're the Cavs. And maybe you can make it work for the next few weeks, you know, because it's a regular season. You can give more minutes to Crowder and Green. Tristan's been, you know, historically a very durable player. Maybe you can do that, but I think it's an open question of what they're going to do. And we'll get into 10-day contracts and buyouts and stuff, but that's also a little bit of ways as well. And it'll be interesting to see how they approach this, because the 6 to 8 week timeline means Kevin Love should be back for the playoffs. Kevin Love, by every account of that timeline, should be back for the start of the playoffs. That does not seem to be, you know, right now on the table for him to be out for a significant portion of the playoffs or anything like that. It seems like this is going to be a 6 to 8 week thing. He will be back and everything like that, but you have to wonder, how do they look to improve his insurance for that? How does this team decide to approach the deadline with a guy like Channing Frye? Jeff Morose just wrote in the comments, that's why you have Frye in a first-round pick, is to make a deal. But, you know, are they willing to sacrifice Frye, who's played well, who is on a decent deal and all of that? Are they willing to deal a guy like that to have a stopgap fix? Or do they maybe move Tristan for something more permanent at center? But they're thin up front right now. I mean, they really functionally have three traditional big men on the roster, two who have actually played real NBA minutes. Ante Zizic is an unknown, so I think they're going to probably have to be a little bit more cautious now up front. I don't know, you know, if I'm right there, but that's what my gut tells me, that they're not going to necessarily rush into any kind of significant deal up front there with Kevin Love and with anything else that they're to replace Kevin Love, rather. The other question that you have to worry about this is, how does this affect the overall gelling of the team? If you're looking at the long term, and if you're going to look at what's going on with this team right now and kind of feel the most optimistic about what's going on, you would say Isaiah Thomas just came back. He's just finding his legs. He's just getting comfortable again. The him and Kevin Love and LeBron dynamic is going to work itself out. 6 to 8 weeks of Kevin Love not being on the floor playing with those guys, and particularly with Isaiah, who he's never played with before, is a significant amount of time when you're going to have to get comfortable with each other for the playoffs. And, you know, maybe it doesn't matter in the first round if you end up being the 3 seed and you're playing someone not all that good, or maybe you're the 2 seed and play someone not all that good. But, you know, does that matter in a second round matchup against the Raptors and the conference finals against a team like the Celtics? That could matter. I think that's worth kind of wondering about. And look, these guys have not played, they don't look comfortable with each other yet. There's seeding stuff to Isaiah. you know, Love, I mean, at one point in this game, Isaiah had four turnovers against one touch for Kevin Love. There's that balance and that dichotomy and that sort of breakdown of how these guys all are going to work together has not yet been figured out. And they need the time to do that. The only way you can do that is with reps. Practice is fine. You need game reps. And if Kevin Love is missing 6 to 8 weeks, you just can't have those game reps. It is impossible to have those game reps as a result. So I think that ultimately may be the biggest impact here. But there's a lot that we don't know yet. You know, we haven't heard from the players. We haven't heard from Love. There really hasn't been a detailed story about this. All we know is Kevin Love suffered a displaced fracture of his non-displaced fracture, excuse me, and I know there's a difference there for the medical people out there, but a non-displaced fracture of the fifth metacarpal in his left hand. He's not going to play tonight against the Pistons the rest of the game. Will be evaluated tomorrow in Cleveland. He's reportedly, per Brian Windhorst, going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, meaning he'll be back at the earliest middle of March. More likely, it could be the beginning of April. There's a lot of time for Kevin Love to sit now. Suffered it in the first quarter of Cavs Pistons and went to the locker room, has not been seen since. Don't know when we'll hear from him. Don't know exactly how we'll hear about this from the team and whatnot, but it's a big blow for the Cavs. We'll see how this develops. We'll be covering this in full on fearthesword.com in the coming days as we learn more about the situation and have time to process what has happened. But I'm Chris Manning. You can find me on Twitter at CWMWright. Find Fear the Sword on Twitter at Fear the Sword. Like us. We'll do more Facebook Lives going forward. Third quarter is going on now. Cavs are up by one as I recorded this. It's 9:35 p.m. on January 30th. If you're looking for a timestamp as you're watching this later, but enjoy the rest of the game. We'll learn more about Kevin Love and react to it as it comes. And with the trade deadline a week away, it's going to be a fascinating time to observe and see what's going on with this Cavs team. Talk to you guys soon.